We end up based on a day
of the Steiners. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Miyomte Parishin Shalchak. That you start saying, Mashi Baruch Amar, the Goshi Miyomte Parishin Shalchak. Iboy Yiluhu, Rabbi Lezer Mehechi Gomalo. Where did Rabbi Lezer learn that one should be maskier, kshomim, beyond the reach of Shalchat? Mi lulet gomalo, and mi nisach hamayim gomalo. Mi lulet gomalo, ma lulet bayoyim, ach haskora bayoyim. So if you learn out from lulet, so just like lulet is bayoyim, ach haskora bayoyim, idume mi nisach hamayim gomalo, ma nisach hamayim meyulte, Omar Mar Min Chosom Veniskeyem. Afilu Balayla, we learn out in the Sochim, one can bring Afilu Balayla, Ach Haskore Me'ute. Let us see Rashi. Milulet Gomalo, Shedayim Ele Lulet, Shekshem, She'efshel Eilu Arba Minim B'loi Kshomim. The whole existence of these Dalet Minim are dependent on Kshomim Aboim L'Ratzei Salamayim. And the Dalet Minim are common to the Ratzis and the Minim Besomuch, the Sukh is not so good. Ah, the Efshel Oimon Beloi Mayim, our existence is also dependent on Mayim, and therefore we have to be Maratze. I'd just like to say a little Ha'ore, that it seems, and we'll see from the Sugya that Taisa said before that Beis HaMadala, also the Haskore is a Ritzui. Perhaps we could explain a little bit the chinuch in mitzvah Tov Lamed. He speaks about the mitzvah Birchas Hamazon. He explains as follows: Umi midoysav Baruch Hu shehu Rav Chesed uchofetz b'toyves b'riyosav. The Rabbi Shlom is a Rav Chesed. He wants that the toyve of all the Nivroim. Veroitze lihiyoysam ru'uyin v'zakoin lekabel toive me'itri. And the Rabbi Shlom wants that Klal Yisrael should be roi to be mekabel toive. That means mitzidoi he wants to be meitiv. But there's an equal that you have to be roi to be mekabel the toive. So that's what Rabbi Shlom wants also, that we should be roi to be mekabel the toive. How do we become roi to be mekabel the toive? The inyan habroche she'ono oimrim lefono. When we say a broche boruch ato Hashem, einenu rak haskore. This is a haskore lo'erer nafshenu bedivrei pinu. That we should remind ourselves ki hamevorech ki Hashem hamevorech v'hamevorech. The Rebbein Shalom is di mevorech hamevorech. Umitoich his oireres hatoiv hazer benafshenu. When we are in this oirer, in this nekude, that the mekayel, the hazones, the mekayel is boruch at Hashem, the mekayel of the baruch is the rabbeinu shel olam, onu zoichim b'maisei atoiv hazer lahamshich oleinu mibirchosei. So this hakore mitzideinu, that is a sibbe that Rabbeinu Shalom should be mamshech the toiva oleinu. Because then we are zakoi lekabel toive meitoi. If the toive that we get, we are miyaches ourselves to the balei hatoive, koichi vaitzim yodi also the esachai lezer, then we're not deserving of the toive, then the toive has to stop. So it could be, that is the ritzui of the haskore. We're just saying, mashi beruach umayzid agoshem, we're just being miyaches the yiridus kshamim to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we're miyaches at the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that is the ritzui that the ritzui of the dalad minim is also the misha dalad ruches shaloi. So that and also we're miyaches the koiches to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that gufim makes us roi to be mekabel the broche. Ma'lulev bayoi. Shemaschilim little b'yoyim rishin, we start taking the lulav b'yoyim rishin. Avaskor enami b'yoyim kloima. What does that mean b'yoyim? שאינן מזכירים בלילי יום תברישן עד למוחר. ויום means that you don't start לילי יום תברישן. The Rashi is telling us something which the Meiri brings down, and we'll see this is Shita Satoisvitz, that the Meiri brings down a Shita that ma, that you learn out from Lulav, so you say Mashiv HaRuach Bayayim. But by Ma'irev, you don't say Mashiv HaRuach, because you learn out the Haskorah from Lulav. And just like Lulav, the Ritzi of Lulav is Bayayim, so the Ritzi of Haskorah is Bayayim. By Ma'irev, the whole Sukkah is according to Rabbi Lezer, you won't say Mashiv HaRuach. That's what the Meiri brings down a Shita, we'll see this is Shita Satoisvitz. So therefore, Rashi says, Ma'lulev bayoim, afaskore nami bayoim, don't take it literally, haskore nami bayoim, kloima, she'eino maskirim b'leile yom tavarishin ad lamoch, you don't start leile yom tavarishin, that's it, but not that it's bayoim, that means, shells, when you start, if you start bayoim, ma'lulev bayoim, afaskore maskirim bayoim, according to Rashi, like this missing, an extra word. Or we learn that from Nisach Hamayim, Ma Nisach Hamayim Me'ultik, the Ashkem and Mesechah Sukkah. So how do we know that Nisach Hamayim is Me'ultik? The Ashkem Mesechah Sukkah Shememalim Hakli Mayim LeNisach Hamayim Belayla. That even though the Etzem Nisach is Bayoyim, the Nisach Hamayim is Bishas the Tomit Shal Shachar, but Al Koponim the Miloy Hamayim, the Sheidas Hamayim, the Sha'afte Mayim Besosayim, that starts Baba Laila. So Memei will license that the Hascholos HaMitzvah, and so that's the Hascholos HaRitzui of Sheva Samayim, and so therefore we start, the Haskola is from Leili Yom Tavrish. The Yesvarim, and that argues, and the Sivbohu, the Omar Ma'a, Uminchosom v'niskeyim balaylo. That the Gemara says, how do you know that Nisach HaMayim is balaylo? Because we learn that from the Pasuk, Uminchosom v'niskeyim balaylo. Afilu balaylo, means afilu balaylo, it can be done balaylo, dafo pi shemakriv en hakol bonis. V'yoyim yechaylam lohovi haminoches, v'hanisachim balaylo. So we learn out Nisach HaMayim from Nisach HaYayim, just like Nisach HaYayim. So you could, even though the Kolben is Nikrav Bayoyim, you could be Menasach the Yayim Balayla, who didn't mean Menasach the day after also, 10 days after. So who Adin, by Nisach HaMayim, you could also be Menasach the Mayim, but here Pshad is the night before. That means it's not the same. We'll see in Taisvitz, and the Gvur Sari explains a little that the Emerson, there's a Meiradik Echilik between Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayin. Nisach HaYayin is Chayves HaKolb. That means the Kolben is Mechay to bring Nisachim. And we learn out from this Pasuk, Umim Chosom V'Niskeim Afilu Balayla Afilu Lamocho, that the Nisachim HaBoyim the Tzairech Chayves HaKolben can be brought after the Kolben was Nikra. That is the halacha of Nisach HaYayin. Now Nisach HaMayim, Lemaise, is, Nisach HaMayim, he says, Kezicha is not like Nisach HaYayin, you can't bring it 10 days later. You have to, Nisach HaMayim has to be in Sukkot. The Gemara says later that Nisach HaMayim Shivas Yomim, that each day you have to bring, make Nisach HaMayim. So what's the dimyan between Nisach HaMayim to Nisach HaYayim? So he says like this, Nisach HaMayim is Achayves HaYayim. That the Yayim is Machayim and Nisach HaMayim. So therefore you have to bring it this day. Nisach HaYayim is Achayves HaKolben. So Mamela, the Kolben was brought, so now the Kolben is Machayim Nisach HaYayim. But, so what is the limud? But the limud is, that is it kosher balayla? This avoida of nisach, is it kosher balayla? So that's what I learned out Nisach HaMayim from Nisach HaYayim. Just like Nisach HaYayim, it's kosher balayla. It's kosher 10 days later also, because it's chayves hakolben. And after the kolben was brought, there's a chayves to be menasa. But I learned out from this pasuk that the avoidus hanisuch is kosher balayla. So who adin the avoidus hanisuch of nisuch hamayim is kosher balayla. But here it will be the night before. The night after it will be the next day already, since it's a chayvus hayayim, so it will be the next day already. So here has to be the night before, but I just learned, just like nisuch hamayim is kosher balayla, and nisuch hamayim is a ritzu yal pshomit, so who adin... Avaskonim nami meyote, shebeleile yom tevrishin, kamer abelasa shemaskil mahaskil gvuras kshomim, that you start from leile yom tevrishin. Now, let us learn further, then we'll see Taisus. Look, the Gemara, Toshma, the Omar Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Abo, Loilindo, Rabbi Leza, Elo, Milulu. That so we hear a chakire, and so Rabbi said, Rabbi Lazar learned it from Lulu. Ike da amri aveboi gemori gomelo, ike da amri masniso shmi alai. That it's a baraisa that either Rabbi Bo had a mesoire, that Rabbi Lazar learned it from Lulu, or there's a baraisa that says he learned it from Lulu. Mahi, what does the baraisa say? The sanya. Me'emesai maskiren ala kshomim, Rabbi Leza oimer, mishas netilas lulav. When you can start taking the lulav, that means yem rishayim, then you are maskir ala kshomim. Rabbi Yeshua oimer, mishas hanochosay. When you put down the lulav. So Taismus says Rashi is very debatable. We'll speak about Rashi later. Mishas hanochosay, Taismus says that means the night to the eighth day. That means after you finish with the lulav, then you start, so the Ma'irif to Yom HaShmini, then you say, Ma'ashi Baruch HaMayu Degoshi. Omer Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said, and this is the Besomach that Rashi brought down before, Hoyul Ba'abas Minim Alolo Einam Boim Elo L'Ratzei Salamai. The Dalad Minim are coming to Meratzei Salamai. Hashem Sheba'ab Minim Alolo Yefshebem Beloi Mai, Ki Yechach Yefshelelem Beloi Mai. So Memelus, we also have to be Meratzes, we have to be Meratzes with the Haskore, oh, Mashi Baruch. Om Alei Rabbi Yeshua, Veloi Geshomim Bechag Einu Elo Simen Klolo. Shomim Bechag is a Simen Klolo. So Memelus, how could you be Maskin? Om Alei Rabbi Lezer, Afani Lo Yamalti Lishal. I didn't say you should be Mispalo for Geshomim. Elo Lahaskir, I just meant you should be Maskin. And Haskore is not necessarily Shaila. Uchashem Shetrias Amazing Mazgil Kol Hashoniku. Sebochat Hashem Achai Amazing. Ve'eino Elo Bizmano. That means Bochat Hashem Achai Amazing. We're saying a broche on an event which has yet did not occur. But it will occur when it will occur. When this man will be Bochat Hashem Achai Amazing. On this man, it will occur. Kach maskirin gvuris kshomim kol hashomim. So we can be maskir gvuris kshomim. We're not being shoyel for kshomim. One can be maskir gvuris kshomim kol hashomim. That means in the summer and in sukkahs. Ve'ein elo bizmanom. Ve'ebish is moiri vageshem bizmanom. So it's not a problem. Leficho. Im bo lahaskir kol hashomim kula maskir. If he wants to be maskir, could be maskir. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, Gemore Gomilo Rababo, the Rabbi Lezer, Loilomda Elomilu. We learned it out from Lu. Masniso Shmiele, the Rabbi Lezer Gomamilu. Mishas Hanochosoi. So with the Braise says that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Yamaska Mishas Hanochosoi. Miyoim Shemevochim Boi Bachreine, from the last day that you bench on the Lulu. Behainu b'shvi. Now, the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, that's how the Keren Oire learned, that's how Rabbi Kivege learned, that Rabbi Yeshua says that your maskir, this Baraisa, that says, that Rabbi Yeshua says your maskir, you learn, Rabbi Yeshua means Mishas Hanochos, so it means that you say, Mashi v'ruch ha'mer d'geshem, yem shvi l'sukis. That's how they learn Pshat. And therefore, Rabbi Kivege asks Akasha, he doesn't understand. So Rabbi Yeshua asks Rabbi Lezer, how could you be maskil from Yom Rishon, he asked main elasim in klala b'chak. Now he asked him in the left according to you, if you mask it be Yom Shvi, it's also simin klala b'chak. That's Rabbi Kebegis Kasha and Rashi. Maybe when we'll come to that gimel, maybe be able to say a shtickle teres. That's Rabbi Kebegis Kasha. The Merav Ranshenberg also was able to say that the Merav Ranshenberg wants to say that Rashi means that after the seventh day, b'yayim shemevochim mishas anochosay, b'yayim shemevochim b'y barachoy nedayne b'shvi. Okay, Rabbi Ranshenberg wants to say that Rashi means like Tosfos. Bishmini, the Marshal seems to learn like that, but we'll see later in the Gemara, the Kerneja and Rabbi Kevega did not learn like that. They learned that Rashi meant Shvi, and he asks this Kasha. So the same problem that Rabbi Lezer is according to him, he has the same problem also. Now, Stamazi, the Loshin of Rashi, I don't understand Bechla, why he has to bring the Bracha in. Miyoyim shemevolchim boi ba'achroine. From the day that make a Bracha, the last day make a bracha on it. I just ask you to mention the bracha, the tila. I don't know, Rashi somehow mentioned, miyoyim shemevolchim boi ba'achroine dayne b'shvi. I don't know why the bracha has to be mentioned over here. Arba minim alolu shemelulub ve'esrei. The three meaning of the lulav and the esrei. Kach shomim yei maskel kol hashone afilu b'meisacham miroitze yei maskel, because it's ba'inosai, it's when this man is. That is, so far, the machloikis Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Oimer ani misho shemafsik l'shailo, kach mafsik l'haskot. Rebbe says, I hold Mishor Shemafsik L'Shar Kach Mafsik L'Azkor Shebe Pesach Poisik Miloyme V'Sein Talamota is Poisik M'Lahazki G'vuz K'shomim. Whenever you stop Shaila, then you stop Azkor. V'Hashele Metzine Motzis L'Meimim Bo L'Hazkir Kol Hashone Kule Maskir. Therefore I disagree with Rabbi Lezer that said he could maskir the whole year. El Obi Meisach HaMeini Maskir. Since it's not his man, and it's not his man Shaila, so it's not his man Askore. Af b'chag ain't a maske, so I also hold that you're not maske b'chag, oil b'lay simen broche, and since it's not a simen broche, so you're not shoyu, mishor she poisik milisho, poisik milahaske. That's what Rabbi says, Rabbi oimer ani. Now, I'd like to mention something and speak about it for a few minutes, and then we'll go further. Rav Tuv Yehamer was Ma'ira Ha'orev. Rabbi Yeshua kindness to Rabbi Lezer Ha'il K'shomim Simin Klola B'chak. Ma'ila, so therefore you shouldn't say. Now, L'chaire, and Rabbi Lezer learns out from the Ma'ira Shaili learns out from Lulav, which is Bo L'Ratzis Alamayim, Nisach HaMayim, which is Bo L'Ratzis Alamayim. Hi. So, L'chaire, I mean, how did Rabbi Yeshua understand Lulav and Nisach HaMayim? I mean, he has kindness to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Lezer, Shams HaSimen K'klola B'chagaba. I mean, let's just say over the Lashon HaGemore in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tav Zayin, Nimei Ma'omra Toira Nisach HaMayim B'chag, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Nisach Lefonei Mayim B'chag, Teshiz Baruch Hu Lachem Gishmei Shana. So the whole Nisach HaMayim is Baruch HaGishmei Shana. I Kshomim Simen Klola B'chag. I mean, how did Rabbi Yeshua understand Nisach HaMayim? How did Rabbi Yeshua understand Lulav? Which Lulav is also, it seems, Rashi says, is L'Ratzi Salamayim. So some reason, that's good. So all of a sudden, why when it comes to Masi Ruch HaMirud HaGeshem, he has a taina. That's what he was Ma'ira. I thought to say two terutzim on this kasha, and maybe it's a machlokes tanoim in this. We could say that we see in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Lezer ben Akshamim al Simen Klola b'chag, lama hu maski at Simen Klola. Amalei Rabbi Lezer achani le yamalti lishel ela lahaske. So l'chayre, what's the shakla v'tayi over here? He asks him, it's a simin klola. And he says, I didn't say you mispalu for it. So Rashi says, Rashi in the Mishnah says, V'amai maschilon lahaskel gvurz kshomim b'chag, v'nire shehu mispalu sheyovei moto b'chag. So Rashi says, Klo, that Rabbi Shua's kasha was, you're being mispalu for it. You're mispalu. So Memele, so with this we understand very well, so Rabbi Yeshua answered him, Rabbi Leza answered him, Lo yamati lisho, I never said to be mispalu, elo lahaskel. So it seems like this, that the first item of Yeshua was, why are you mispalu for kshom? She said, I never said to be mispalu, I'm only maskil. So now we have to understand, so what did Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Lezer's teretz? He told him a teretz. I'm not being mispal, I'm not being shayu, I'm being maskil. What did Rabbi Yeshua hold about this? So l'cheira we could say two oifanim. One oifan we could say that this shtik teire that Rabbi Lezer had said, that a haskore is not a shayle, he holds it as a, he holds every askore, you're mentioning something, you come over to Gvin, you say, you know, I'll give him a list, you know, I heard this moisit, he gave $1,000, this one gave $2,000, no, I have a moisit. I'm just saying past history, that he gave this and this, but being maskil, that alone is being shoyl. I mean, if you're putting the facts down, the moirid ageshem, you're saying that, so could be Rabbi Yeshua holds, that in every haskore there's a ritzi also. And the Emerson, the Levush, in Simin Kuf Yudalid, Sif Aleph, he mentions this. He says, ritzi shaylahi, a ritzi is a shayla. So it could be that is pshat and Rabbi Yeshua. That's good with the machloike. Rabbi Lezer held that you could split it. It's a ritzi is not shayla, I'm just saying, Gvuras Hashem, Maske, Meirid Ageshem Be'inosai, Bismane, it's not a Shaila. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Ritzi is a Shaila. Or perhaps we could say, this is what Rabbi Yehama wanted to say, that could be that's the Sfor of Rebbe. Now, Rebbe will come to Rabbi Yeshua in a minute. But Rebbe said, Rebbe Oimer, that means we hear Rabbi Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, Rebbe Oimer Ani Misho Shemafsik L'Shayla Kach Mafsik L'Askore. That means, vice versa, this was Rebbe's Ashtik Torah. Rebbe says, if you're not Shoyel, you're not Maskil. I mean, so what did he say? He said the same thing like Rabbi Yeshua said. What did Rebbe say? It could be, that was what Rebbe said. Rebbe held that in every Haskore there's a Shayla. So therefore, if you're not Shoyel, you're not Maskil. Could be that's the Svar of Rebbe. But could be Rabbi Yeshua holds another svar. And if we look on Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos says a different machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Aleph Divrei Maaseh Im Kein. Tosfos says, Tosfos explains Rabbi Lezer. So Tosfos says, Basimin Klolo Loikap Dinon, Rabbi Yeshua copied. So Taisus Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the second Taisus, sheds light on the Machloikis, that the Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is, Im Asimin Klolo Kapdinon, the Loi Kapdinon, that's Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yeshua is copied. So Taisus seems to say, it's a new Machloikis, not the Machloikis is, it's in Ritzui de Shaila. The Machloikis is Asimin Klolo Kapdinon. Now what does that mean? Asimin klola kapdina. So I thought, it's a different Indian in Gansa. First I'd like to say two things which we see, the minik ha'olam is like this, and then I want to say over a mu'uyim dike shubis chsam soifa. We see the minik ha'olam is, achmona natzlom, we speak about yene machle. You don't mention the name of the machle. It seems that the b'china v'al tiftach peh, we don't want to mention b'mafaret the name of that machle. V'asachmeh, it's brought down with a minig before one learns mayit koton to fast, mayit koton in chulin. Mayit koton speaks about chinyonei peronies, chulin speaks about shchita also natilas neshameh, There's an Indian, others used to fast before they started learning it. Also the same thing, even though we're learning halachas, but it's halachas about divrei peronius. Is one has to take precautions before he learns them. There's a moiridike shubis chsam seifa, which is really unbelievable. The chsam seifa in Yeredeya Semin Shin Mem Vov writes a tshuva to Rabbi Kevega. Rabbi Kevega had Estam Ashayla, and he's writing back a tshuva. And I'd just like to read the first paragraph of the tshuva. Yikras kedushosoi higiyanik, that means the precious letter of Rabbi Kevega arrived to me. Ubekori boy beis kushis behuches smoches, when I saw, I started reading it, there were two shailas and huches moches. Nirtati la'achoirai. So I got very scared. Asking a shaila and huches moches. Ki gavre kapdone ano. I'm a gavre kapdone. And a gavre kapdon, we learned huches moches is not good. So I got very scared. Va'amarti. So I said to myself, havel chalposi asher yagurti. Why should I be afraid? Havir chelposi asher yagurti ki mishpatecha teira. Teira. Malam b'chatech b'chil chistot. Fine. Va'onam. Shgogo yotzo mi lifnei ha-shalit ha-godol k'doish meiri v'chomi ha-goyim neriyo. He says, shver leibin, you made a meiridike mistake by sending me the shalit. V'naseisi aveil em koider shachoy. See, I became an ovel. Ubo elai shmue me'imi atzadekes areini kaporos mishkova v'iskoilu bo'ofo karni shvua hova. I thought Shiva. And he was miyaches. The reason his mother was nifter, because he was oisik in these halachas to pamper. She tells his shver, that's what happened. Hiyanti b'divrei kod, eshvua ha'ovar, hiyanti b'divrei kod. So when I was on Ovo, I'm pushing out the Lanta Lachis. But tomorrow kamti. I got out from the Shiva, and I'm sending you back a pellet on these two kashishes. So he says further, Umayri v'chome ha'goyim v'loi kopit, my shver, you're not like me, you're not a gavri kapdone, v'loi kopti badai. Is Yaver Iyuni Olam B'Seivas Moches. So the Mele, you'll be Me'ayin in these Aloches. Won't come a Numlet. You're not a Garen Kavdone. So it's coming B'Seivas Moches. So Mele, no problem. Oi, if you're afraid maybe to learn them, Yoniach HaDvorim Atisha Bov Shchaliyes B'Shabes Abo Aleinu L'Tayt. You must learn Atisha Bov Shchaliyes B'Shabes, then you learn them these Aloches. And Eitzah. We'll wait till then. Vim ulai benkach yapoich lesosin the lesimcha. What'll be if there won't be any more atishibov? It'll become oistos. In kegam ke. So when will you learn it? Is yibula hamovas lenetza. Upshita the lekis ukpeit. And there's ikha no problem. So three eitzes, the chsam seifa had for Rabbi Kevega to learn these halachis. Other, you're not a gavri kapdone, or you could put it away till Tisha B'av Shchali is B'Shabbos. Aboleinu L'Toyve, why is Tisha B'av, because in the summer, it was like this, it was Shtik Teire from the Chnam Seifa, Tisha B'av Nishkvot was allowed to Shtik Teire. But Tisha B'av Shchali is B'Shabbos, and Amela, you can learn these Hilchas Amelas, or if it'll be Ois Tisha B'av, then Bilam Ovas L'Netzach, so Amela, then there's no problem. So we see, there's a din, I'm a gavre kapdone, the kapdine in a lie. Rabbi Kevega is not a gavre kapdone. Dachsich mir, that is pshat in Tosfos. Rabbi Lezer held a simin klole loy kapdine. Rabbi Yeshua kapit. I think that was the machlokes. Rabbi Yeshua is also moide to Rabbi Lezer. And she was also moide to Rabbi Lezer that ein bechlal haskore shayla. Maybe Rabbi hold bechlal haskore shayla. We mentioned for the Rabush. He's moide, I'll buy that from you, ein bechlal haskore shayla. But to speak about kshamim in sukkahs is,
Simen Klol, Rabbi Shuta, you're not masking a Simen Klol, it's a Simen Klol of a Chag, you don't talk about it. Al-Tishtach Pelis, but you don't talk about Shomim. Meret Nishvek Mazal Tazad. That's what Rabbi Yeshua held, Rabbi Yeshua copied, and Rabbi Loss held like Abdina. That's the Machloike. If we see such a Chivas Chsam Seifer, not to learn Hilchus Avelis, because he's a Gavre Kabdone, so it could very well be that that's the Machloike. So in Mela, I thought, we asked Akasha, so what's with Nisach HaMayim? What's with Natilus Lulav? Nisach HaMayim and Natilus Lulav? Good, the time is all Pshomim, but I said that Kodesh. I'm not saying anything. I'm doing a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, I'm doing a mitzvah of Natilus Lulav. The timing, there's a lot of timing, there's also one of the timing. But as long as they don't mention Pshomim, that's not called a Simen Klola Bechag. But the minute I mention Shomim, there already there's a machlokes that simin klola kavdin. It could be this is pshat in Tosfos in the Beis Hamidal. Let us go a little further. So the Baal we had in Yisod two shitas. If you're maskir mashibuch meyad ageshen. Yom Tebrishim B'Shachis, you learn out from Lulav, or your maskil by, either with Yerabachlikis, means Yom Shvi, or Yom Shmini. And Rabbi says, Zichel will be Yom Shmini because you only mask when you can be Shai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer, b'sheini b'chag hu maskil. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, you start saying mashi b'ruach ha-meirad ha-goshem b'sheini b'chag. Not b'yipurish. Rabbi Kiva Omer, b'shishi b'chag hu maskil. You start saying it b'shishi b'chag. So what are two shittas? Rabbi Yehuda, mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ha-eiver lifnei ha-teve b'yonte v'achem shalchag. Shatz tatavens v'yontav ha'achen shalchak, ha'achrein maskir, ha'rishayin einay maskir. So the Baal Musaf says, mashiva ruach, and the Baal Shachar does not say mashiva ruach. This is Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yishu. V'yontav rishin shal Pesach, ha'rishayin maskir, ha'achrein einay maskir. Finished. So the Gemara, Shapir, komile Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yishu. So Rabbi Lezer said, very good to Rabbi Yeshua. He told them, I'm not sure you. And just like we say, V'chayyem meisim kol ha-shon ne'kula. V'ein ela bizmanus is also the same thing. Amalach Rabbi Yeshua, that's no dimin to t'chiyas ha-meisim. Bishloim t'chiyas ha-meisim mazkir. V'kula yoyim ezimneu. Every day, there could be t'chiyas ha-meisim. So it's something that could be. Nothing wrong with it being. So that cannot misfollow, but you mask him so, you mask him something that could occur today. There's nothing wrong with it occurring today. It's whenever it rains, it's a man, it should rain. Period. Let us just finish the Omid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer b'sheini b'chag hu maskil. My time in Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. What's the meaning of sheini b'chag? Yesanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Omer nema b'sheini v'niskeihem. We'll see, it should have said v'niskoi, it says v'niskeihem. It says an extra mem. V'nema b'shishi unsocheho, it should have said v'niskoi, yet an extra yud. Nemar b'shvi kemishpotom, the whole kemishpotom is extra, arei mem, yud, mem, arei kan, mayim. So that's what Rami kan, remez on nisar ha-mayim in ha-toyre, and omayishna b'sheini, the knocket, why do you start, why are you maskir, the gvuras kshomim b'sheini, the chiremizi lu b'kro, b'sheini the remizi. And when the toyre was meramez, Nisuch HaMayim, it was B'Sheini. The Memele Sadaskara also has to be when Nisuch HaMayim starts, which is B'Sheini. Hilker B'Sheini Matkarin. Rabbi Kiva Omer B'Shishi B'Chag HaMaskir. שנאמר בשישי ונצחה בשני ניסוחים הכוסף מדבר. The pasuk is speaking about two nisochim, aloshen rabbi. Echad nisoch hamayim, ve'echad nisoch hayayim. So memeile, so it's two nisochim, so this is mentioned b'shishi, so therefore, b'shishi v'mafke, because b'shishi you start nisoch hamayim. Like the gemara ve'eimer tavayu d'chamro, maybe nisochem means you bring two nisochim of yayim b'shishi. The Gemara is Sobolok Am Yehuda Ben Pseire, the Oma Remizi Maya. Now, there's a Remez Am Maya. So, Niskeyem and Nisocheho and Mishpotam is Remez Am Maya. Is Sobolok Am Yehuda Ben Pseire, Neime Kevosei. So, say like Am Yehuda Ben Pseire. And the Gemara, Ksova Rabbe Kive, Kiksiv Nisoch Yeseire Beshishi Udach. That means like, Nisocheho is telling us, and the Sochel is telling us that there are two Nesachim. And when did the Pasuk tell us there should be two Nesachim? The Pasuk told us, by Shishi told us the two Nesachim. So the two Nesachim by Shishi. What the Nesachim should be, this extra Nesach should be, that I use the remez of Rabbi Yehuda to tell me Mayim that the Nisach is from Mayim. But here the Torah says Beferish Beshishi, it should be two Nisachim, so the two Nisachim start in Yom Shishi. Tanya Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Bakoidish Asech Nesach Sheikhal Hashem. Now this Pasuk is not at all speaking about in Parshas HaMayadeh. This pasuk is speaking about by the Parshas HaTomid. Hakodesh Hasech Nesach Sheichel Hashem b'shnei nisuchim akosuv medaber echad nisuch hamayim ve'echad nisuch hayayim. Two nisuch. Eimer talvayu d'cham. How do you know that one is mayim? Maybe two nisuchim of mayim. Kelichtav kro ay hasech hasech nesach nesach may hasech nesach shamed mino chad v'mayim v'chad d'cham. Period. Now, Rav Nosson is very schwer, the Keren Eire is Meire, meaning that Rav Nosson brought a parsha of the Parshas HaTomid that says that Nisach HaMayim, so maybe it's a whole year Nisach HaMayim. It's very unclear what Rav Nosson holds. If it's the whole Sukkis, one day in Sukkis, Rav Nosson is very unclear, he takes him to a place for his Zmochen. Speaks about Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is very unclear, but Rav Nosson is Gor Ananda Radosh. Now, let us see Rashi. But before we go further, let us just mention again the Rashi which we had learned before from Rebbe. Let's just start again that Rashi. Misho shepoisik milisho shebepesach poisik miloyma v'sein talamota poisik milahaskil gevurish kshonit. When you stop being shoyl, then you stop pesko. V'hashu emotsis mimbo v'haskel kol ha'shan v'kol ha'masker. That's not true. Ali b'moysach ha'me'en ha'masker. Hoyl v'ha'en z'manay. V'chag'en ha'masker. So therefore, Rebbe holds, v'ha'imer ani v'chag'y osan ha'masker. Hoyl v'lo'y simen broche. Because it's not a simen broche. Now, we had mentioned, when we learned the Mishnah, that there are two girsois in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua, Amale Rabbi Yeshua, Hoyel Ve'ein HaKshomim Elosim in Klola B'chag. And there's another Gersa, what Rishonim bring down, Hoyel Ve'ein HaKshomim Simin Broche B'chag. It's not a Simin Broche. We have mentioned that other Rishonim want to say the Loshon of Ein Elosim in Ein Simin Broche is very good because Rabbi Ephraim says it's only a Simin Klola the first night. It's a mitzvah tea. The other nights is no mitzvah tea in the Sukkah. The Mamela Einai Simin Broche. The Geiris Mishnah Einai Simin Broche. He mentioned the Meiri wanted to say that could be that Einai El Simin Klole, he's speaking to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says a Masech the Sukkah person is teaching Dalit Sudin. So according to Rabbi Lezer, Saka Simin Klole, because it's a mitzvah all 7 days of Sukkah to eat in the Sukkah. It's not in Boy Yochil, Boy Lo Yochil. So to Rabbi Lezer, he said, how could you say Mashiv Ruach? According to you, it's a Simin Klol. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah was Geiris Simin Klola. Simin Klola Bechake. Rashi is Geiris Simin Klola. All of a sudden in Rebbe, Rashi says, V'loi Simin Brochei. Why did Rashi all of a sudden switch to V'loi Simin Brochei? Now we're going to have, as we progress in Rashi, we're going to have this Kasha two more times. But I'll upon him, so here I held it's very good. Could be Rashi held like the Meiri. But in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua is talking to Rabbi Eliezer. So he said, Hel v'simin klolo, according to you, it's a simin klolo. Here, Rabbi is talking to himself. So Rabbi can't say it's a simin klolo. There's no like Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi says, v'lo yisimin brochei, v'lo yisimin brochei. Yeah, let's go further. The label seems not so good. But now it's good. Ha'achrayim ha'mispalo tfilas musaf. Ha'mispalo, ha'achin ha'mispalo tfilas musaf. Ha'rishay ha'mispalo tfilas yaisa. Einay maskir. Vishuv einay maskir. So let us just see the lashon of again of this price. Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. So he said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda mishim Rabbi Yeshua ima roiv of neyateve b'yom tava achin shalchad achin maskil or rishen einay maskil yom tava rishen shalpeisa or rishen maskil or rishen amispalo Tfilas Yaita, Ha'achrayin ein lay maskir, Bishuv ein maskir. So that what Rashi says, Bishuv ein maskirin, so Rashi holds like the minik of the remote. I mean, what that in Shulchan Aruch, what do you do in Pesach? When does the Olam stop saying Mashiv HaRuach? So the remote holds that the Shatz says the Shatz and the Olam saying the Shtilu Shemen Esra Mashiv HaRuach. The Shatz and the Hoich Shemen Esra doesn't say, and then the Olam stops saying by Minche. That's how the Ramah says. And the Mechaber holds we say Meirid Atol, so Memeila Rishmona is Meirid Atol before Shemen Esra, before Musaf, and everyone stops saying Mashiv HaRuach already by Musaf. Everyone stops saying by Musaf. So what does Rashi say? And Rashi says, Vishuv ein maskir, and afterwards. So that's, the Oivel Ne'ateva doesn't say by Musaf, and then the Oivel doesn't say by Minche. Rashi is like the Ramah. Shapir kamele Rabbi Lezel Rabbi Yeshua, the Oma, ki eichi di maskirin chiyas ha-meisim kolashon. Just like the maskirin meisim kolashon, ba'afal gav, the loymot is in nay, but we mask it. It's kach maskiring, but it's kshamim im reitze koloshone. He said, oh yeah, but chag nay, I don't got lafsim in broche, hey? Here again, Rashi says lafsim in broche. And here, Rashi is talking according to Rabbi Lezer. I don't got the lafsim in broche, hey? Maskirin, hoyo ve'ein shoyel. So here, megahal takashe, why does Rabbi Lezer say lafsim in broche? Rabbi Lezer could say, it's a simen klola. Avol gav the simen klola. So it could be, I thought, Rabbi Les is talking to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, just like, so each one respected the other one's opinions. So Mamela, so he's saying to Rabbi Yeshua, according to you, it's not a simen klola. According to me, it's a simen klola. According to you, even though it's a lav simen broche, maskirin hoyul vein shoyl. So it could be that's not also to gefella. But later we'll get into how it was. Kol aimis da osin zimnayu. So then Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Lezer, "Bishloim etchias hameisim. Whenever it happens, it's a good time to happen. We keep the lav zim. Oh no. By kshamim, kol aimis da osin zimnayu. We keep the lav zimnayu. I'm askirin. Who wasn't bechak? Because it's not as much. B'sheini b'niskayim. The sagi b'niskoy. Could have said the word b'niskoy. We keep the b'sheini. You have to amend the droshim." That we started, that's the remez of those lochim aschim ul haskir b'shein. V'shnei nisuchim akosov medaber, shnei nisuchim al kol ben echot. Two nisuchim on one kol. Avol, so that's nisocheho, two nisuchim on one kol. Avol, v'niskei hem, that what it says, v'niskei hem, במשפה הרבה נסוכים בקבונס הרבה, that doesn't mean anything. You have to come on, it's all the way of the song. Kach have a dollish, Rabbi Kiva, mime neskei hem, because that means each kovn had one niso. Un so, cheho means one kovn had two niso. So, vol ka Yehude, de mem, yud mem, mar ben niso chamayim. I so, vol ka Rabbi Yehude, leim ka Rabbi Yehude, she yaskir b'shaymi. Yis niso, yisayin b'shishiksim. So he said, Rabbi Kiva said, no, the Ibn can nisokheho, says Bishishi, Klaima. So here the man between the Sukhum Ksi Bishishi, Locha Omar Bishishi, Maschil Lahaske, Bahani Mem Yud Mem Ayim, Lomitsin Lomay, Motavayim Diyayim. The Remes is only Megale, with what materials you make the Nisokh. But the Gilui that you make to Nisokhim, that is Nisokheho. That it says Bishishi. Abnosin said, you learn out from Hasech Nehasech Neseh, and Shilip said Hasech Hasech Nehasech Neseh, Shani Kabadi Buzoi, Shema Minotav. Now let us see Taisvah. Look Taisvah. Iboyinu Rabbi Lezer Meheche Gomelo, Meilulet Gomel, Maalulet Bayon. Perit, the Lulet Havi Ritzi Danai, Lulet is a Ritzi Yomai, Vigodol Alamai, Idume Minisar Gomelo, the nafkemino, what's the nafkemine if we learn from lulav or from nisachamayim? Look, Taisvah, what he did back, the nafkemine, he knew lulav gomalo. If we learn out from lulav, have a nisachamayim svirulei, the labi and rishinah. If we learn out from Lulav, and we don't learn out from Nisach HaMayim, so then Rabbi Lezer holds that Nisach HaMayim is not the English. I mean, Nisach HaMayim kogom alod, later Nisach HaMayim the English and Lulav. Now, let us first explain what Taisvah says, then we have to explain why Taisvah said it. Taisvah says that Taisvah asks, what's the Nafkamin? What's the Nafkamin if he learns out from Nisach HaMayim, or if he learns out from Lulav? So Rabbi Kamega asked, Moses says it's not Kamineh. Gomelam and Yisach HaMayim, Meyulte, if you learn how from Lulav, it's Dayay. The Moses says it's not Kamineh. That's Rabbi Kamega's Akash and Taisvah. Al Kaponim, why Taisvah said this, we'll have to wait for that Gimel. Rabbi Kamega wants to say a Teres. Al Kaponim, but Taisvah seems to be saying there's another not Kamineh. The Gemara said one not Kamineh, but Ulte Nyay, that's true. There'll be another not Kamineh. There'll be a nafkamine if he, why, there's a big kasha. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar learn out from Nisach HaMayim? That means Nisach HaMayim is zikha more boim leratzis. We mentioned the Lashna Gemara in the Shoshana Dafta Zayim, in Neim Amra Teiro, Nasach Mayim, as the Gishmei Hashone. So the Gemara says, Klom, Nisach HaMayim is for Gishmei Hashone. By Suki, it just says, Latze, Ruches, Rois, Plolim, Roim. It doesn't say anywhere the Feirish HaMayim. But Nisach HaMayim is Zicher, she's Boruch Gishmei HaShonim. So Taisvah had a cat, what's the Tut Stadim? Mehechi Taisi, Rabbi Lezer should not learn out from Nisach HaMayim. I mean, later the Taka, Rabbi Bo says he didn't learn out from Nisach. Why not? So Taisvah says, you know, I didn't learn from Nisach HaMayim because Nisach HaMayim is not the first day. The Misach HaMayim, either he holds like Rabbi the Bem Seire, that it's the second day, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, it's the sixth day, we hear the whole Machlokes later. So Memele, so he held, but there's other Ritzuyim. There's other Ritzuyim, there's a Ritzuy of Lulav. So Memele, we start to ask God the first day, because we see the Torah was Meratzah with Lulav. That means Sardosius is saying over here, if he does not learn out from Nisach HaMayim, so we see from that Rabbi Lezer holds, that Nisach HaMayim does not start from the first day. Because if it would start from the first day, it would zichel and not Nisach HaMayim, and then you start from the Erev, but then it would be the Erev also. That's how Bekevega says, Pshat in the Sefer of Taisvah. Then Taisvah says, then Taisvah, Inami, another Nafkemine, the Imi Lulav Goma, Havedafke Biyayim. If he learns out from Lulav, so that's called his Biyayim. Pshenem Lekachem Lechem Biyayim. So here I saw the Magia from the Miri says that Taisvah is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisvah sounds like the Miri we've mentioned before.
That according to, if you learn that from Lulav, you only say Mashiv Ruach Bayoy, Dafke Bayoy. And if you learn out from Nisuch, it's Balayla, Fulu Balayla. Well, Inyan, not like Rashi. Inyan Zahani Adelmar, Menuchosom Veniskeim. We learn out from Menuchosom Veniskeim, Afilu Balayla. The Chsachim can be Balayla. Perish. The Af Algav, the Nisuch Kobonis. But how do you learn out? The Af Algav, the Nisuch Kobonis Lehavi, Adla Acha Hakrobis Kobonisayin. The Nisuch Hayayin is after the Akrobin. Bimkein hechi krevi nisochem balayla. So if it says in this pasuk that yemakim nisochem balayla, roitze loima belayla shniya. So kochachin means the second night. But nisach achag, v'avi bimayim atzumevi belayla rishayne. Nisach achag could be the first night. And we mentioned before the svara of the Gvura Sari. Because Nisach HaMayim is a Chivas HaYoyim, so the Yoni Yoyim start already Balayla. You sit in the Sukkah already Leil Sukkah. So Memela, so this is a Chivas HaYoyim, so it can be the Laila Rishayne. And Nisach HaYayim is a Chivas HaKobim, so it has to be after the Akrobis HaZenov, after Leil Shayne. Ba'av Agav Domrine B'Meseches Yume B'Perik B'Rishayne Omar Rabbi Tam Rabbi Yechinen Ein menaschim mayim v'chag elo betomit shol shacha. Kol menaschim betomit shol shacha v'imkein lo yehavi b'layla rishayin. Ein menaschim b'ayoyim. Do einem elo b'ayoyim, betomit shol b'ayoyim. Yesh lo yimed ein echayim lo nasach elo betomit shol shacha. That means, if you want menaschim too then, it should be menaschim by the tomit shol shacha. Abo mikol mo kimi boy ovid lay b'layla. If he wants, he can do it earlier. He can do it b'layla also. The Oma Rabbi Yebo Loi Lindo Rabbi Leza Elo Milulet Perish Usvira Lei De Nisach Lei Havi Ad Besheini. That Taisus first pshat in the previous Taisus. And if he does not learn out from Nisach, then I'll koch the Farai that Nisach starts from the second. Mishas Netilas Lulet Perish The Hainu Tchilas Yoim Rishen Shel Sukkim. But as old, you start, by Shachis, you're masker, by Shachis, you're masker mashveluch, but that's the man when, you take lulach. Rabbi Shua Oimer Meshas Anochosoi, Perish Lu'ulte de Meitzoi Shvi Shal Sukir Sheminichem Ba'isa Lulach. So Taisha says, Klo, Meshas Anochosoi means from the ninth to the eighth day. Rashi, we said, is debatable if Rashi means the seventh day or the ninth to the eighth day. Mishor Shem Afsikin Lishoil. Rebbe said, the Haskore, you stop when you stop being shoil. The same Talamota Bebichos Hashonim Pais. Kimala Haskim Mered Agashim Betchias Hamait. Ha'oiver Lifnei Ateve Biyontev Sholchak Ha'achrein Maskin. If a person, the Shatz is Maskin by Musa. Peresha Achrein Shemispalo Tzilus Musa, he starts Mashibaru. Horishain Eine Maske. Peresh Shemispalo Beshaches Eine Maske. That's Rabbi Yehuda Beshein Rabbi Yishu. Ubirishalmi Koma Amai Eine Maske Meute Peresh Mitzilus Arvus. What is Pshat in this? That the Baal Musav says, Baal Musav says Geshem, he says Mashke Mashemuch Amir by Geshem. Why did he do the Baal Musav? L'chayre, it's the eighth day, in the eighth day you hold it's time to be Mashke Mashemuch Amir by Geshem, so you should start from Eilat. Perish Mitzvilas Arvitz, U'mishani, the less Tamon Kol Amon. That means that everyone is not there at night. So Amir of Eilat says, what does that mean? So those who come to Eilat will say Mashemuch Amir by Geshem. Those who didn't come to Meiret won't say Mashivuch Meiret Goshem. So yes, Agudis, Agudis. I call you so others will say, others won't say. You don't have such a big oil on my Meiret. So Memele, so therefore, they didn't want to start by Meiret. In fact, the Gemara, in fact, the Yishalmi, the Lid Keru Betzafra. Good, so let's start by Shachet. By Shachet, Elam doesn't come in by Musa. They're already by Shachet, somebody. So let's start already by Shachet. Perish betvilo shachis, mishani davis sodri davis matchilei meulte. That means those who weren't there by Meirev, they'll come in the same by Shachis, so they'll think that, oh, Mestama, they started already for Meirev ready. They don't know what happened by Meirev. In Shul, when they started ready. I mean, Chasma Lahaska, who talks in Shul. Some in Meile, but they see, already they're smart. They see, they said already, Mashavuach HaMeir Dageshim. They started already, and then the some in Meile, some in Stama, they started already. So those who come for Shachis, who didn't come for Meirev, will not be under the impression you start for Meirev. Those who came from Meirev, no, you don't start from Meirev. So Memele again will have Agudis, Agudis. So Memele, so what do you do? So you come to Shachis, you say, weiter, Meirev at all. We don't say anything. So when it comes to Musaf, everyone is there by Musaf. Everyone knows now we started to say, Mashi Beruach HaMeirev HaGeshem, so everyone will start again. Mayim men miniskeyem, d'chsiv b'sheini, v'yud d'chsiv b'shishi unsochel, ומם שבשבי יקסיב כמשפוטו. והבי מי, so that's מי. תיימא דרבי עקיבא, ובשישי ונסוחר, זה משמע תרי נסוחים, הילכה בשישי בחג ומזכיר גבור הסגשומים, שממילא, So that's why Hilkat b'shishi b'chag amaskim l'skshomim, because that's because then you bring the nesochim. So then, yeah. Zot the Gemara weiter. The Gemara zay. Elohodes nan nisoch amayim kol zay. We learned a Mishneh in Sukkah that nisoch amayim kol zay. Money. Here Rabbi Yeshua name Chad Yoimer. If it's Rabbi Yeshua, it should only be one day Nisach HaMayim. This is a very Shvel Gemara. That's going to go further. Here Rabbi Kive, Tre Yoimer. Here Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseire, Shita Yoimer. How do you have 7 days? Rabbi Yeshua should be one day. Rabbi Kive, 2 days. Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseire, 6 days. So now, Rabbi Kiva 2 days is very good, because Rabbi Kiva says that you start Nisach HaMayim v'Shishi, so Shishi is Shvi. Rabbi Yudah Ben Beseire 6 days, you start the 2nd day. But now the Shaila is, what is Pshat in the Gemara, according to Pshu, should be 1 day. What becomes Rabbi Yeshua right? This is a very shvera kasha. So the nicest teretz I saw was the Keren Eire. The Keren Eire says that this is a Raya Terashi. Rashi had learned Pshat that Rabbi Yeshua and the Baraisa holds that you say Bishvi. That was Rashi Pshat. Bishor Sheminichem Es Halulis. So Rashi says, Bishas Anachosin. B'yayim Shemabolchim Boi Bachroin and Da'ayin and Bishvi. So Poshe Pshat and Rashi is that you start saying on the 7th day. You start saying on the 7th day. So the Meile, so that's the most kashish. So you start saying on the 7th day, because Nisach Sakochach, because he holds Nisach HaMayim is the 7th day. That's the old Meile, holds like Amnosin. And Amnosin also holds Nisach HaMayim is the 7th day. It's not like the Masha over here, but this is the most kishmaki pshat. So the Meile, so Nisach HaMayim is only 1 day, and the Mishnah says it's 7 day. So the Karanayra brings a raya to Rashi that days on the day. Now, I thought that if that is Pshat in Rashi, that means Rabbi Yeshua holds that Nisach HaMayim is the 7th day. We mentioned before, Rabbi Kivege Esakashe, how can Rabbi Yeshua taine to Rabbi Lezer, Shomim Simin Klola Bechag, behold, you say the 7th day, the same time as Anit. So it could be, he held as follows. The whole time, he says, the 7th day is the Torah made Nisach HaMayim. So Nisach HaMayim actions speak louder than words. If the Gemara says that the Loma, the Gemara, we name Amra Torah Nisach HaMayim Bechag, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisach Lefoni Mayim Bechag Kadei Sheyis Bolchu Lochem Gishmei Shonet. So this is a pula of Birchas Gishmei Shonet. So the Torah showed us that in the 7th day you don't have to be chayish for Simin Klola. Because if you're chayish for Simin Klola, the actions speak louder than words. This is just Bolchu Gishmei Shonet. So Memele, so basically, on the other days you don't have a raya. Here the Torah said Beferish. So it could be that's the Teretz Rabbi Kedegas Kasha. That he tainted Rabbi Lezer, Lulav is not so beferish. It's a matzah, Ruches Rois, Tolom Roim. So Lulav, we don't see that the Teretz was in Makpid and Simen Klolav. But so the Meila, therefore one shouldn't say, one should be Makpid and Simen Klolav. Ashenken Yom Shvi, since the Teretz was Mater and Metzaveh, and Nisach HaMayim, which is Kadesh, is Bochel, Gishmei, Hashone, so we see there the Torah was in Makbid and Simen Klola, so therefore you can start saying, Mashiv Ruach from Yom HaShviti.